Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, wherever you live, whatever you're doing. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are cool. Everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, all my people on SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody who has a smart speaker, they ask their speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network because there are no buttons on a smart speaker unless you're turning it on and off or hitting the volume. You got to talk to the machine like Hal or the Terminator or RoboCop or Rosie. Yeah, from the Jetsons. I'm just going through all the robots that I remember talking growing up. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you for the next hour. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every weekday. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. And we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. We're only here for one more hour. Sorry. And I think both of us will be out tomorrow because it's summertime. You know, vacation here or there. I'm not a robot. I got to take a day off here and there. Hickey, you're not a robot, are you?
No, sir.
Not a robot. We are not robots. We are not. Anyway, we talked about quite a few things today. Congratulations to the Falcons for looking like a competent football team. Not only did they add Matthew Judon yesterday, but today they also add Justin Simmons. Good for them. Round of applause to the Atlanta Falcons looking like a competent football team. I think the Falcons will go ahead and win the NFC South. A matter of fact, their head coach earlier today, Raheem Morris, he said, "I'm so excited to have somebody like Matthew Judon on my team because the man gets it. He's a dog."
You know, anytime you can add a dog, really, to your group and have him be able to come and be a part of that, that is exciting. I think we have excitement for that. I think he has excitement for that. I think a couple of our players that actually know him personally have excitement for that. His reputation precedes himself. Having that type of recall from that type of a player and what he does and what he can bring to the table is always fun, particularly when you talk about adding to that group. You know, losing Trice was critical for us the week before, knowing he's out for the season, but being able to add him to Zoe and AK and Damone Harris and JSW and all those guys that have been out there working for us provides, you know, a quality player, dog mentality, potential game changer to your outfit.
You got that dog in him. Hickey, so I'm trying to remember who said that. I think I know who said that. Got that dog in him. Who said that? Oh, man. Kim Mulkey said it, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Kim Mulkey?
I'm thinking like Chris Carter, Randy Moss. I feel like it's been around for a while.
Yeah. People have been saying that forever. But I think Kim Mulkey at one point was like, "Hey, you got to have that dog in you. Can't wait for college women's basketball to start up." Oh, my God. Kim Mulkey, I don't know what she is yelling at somebody right now this minute, isn't she?
Like a server at a restaurant somewhere on vacation?
Yelling at the server at the restaurant?
"Son, I got to tell you again and get my plate. You're running laps.
You better relax." They start calling her what? Is it Karen? Karen Mulkey? They're going to change her name. Yelling at people at a restaurant. They're going to change her name. Karen Mulkey. Just eviscerating some kid for bringing out the potatoes are cold, son. I don't know. Wow. Hickey, we got a when is Kim Mulkey time? Let's say December to March. That'll be her time to shine, right?
Oh, yeah. And she probably is good for one preseason quote where you're like, "Oh, what the hell is she talking about?"
I need to find out who makes her clothes. That's what I need. I need a sequin suit, a floral arrangement. they dress her up and make her shiny because she's going to curse you out. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to soften her image anyway before Kim Mulkey comes cursing me out. And by the way, I love everybody in Baton Rouge. Leave me alone. Got enough issues in South Carolina. Anyway, shout outs to the Falcons. They did good today. Congratulations to them. Let's think about the bad. It's bad in Buffalo. Sorry. Matt Milano, one of the best coverage linebackers in the game. The man broke his leg last year, and now he got a broken arm. He tore his bicep, okay, on Tuesday on a tackling drill. Not on a human, but one of them big foam dummies that you tackle, and maybe he hit his arm on a human. But the Buffalo Bills, they've lost a lot of people. Poyer, Hyde, White. Lose Stephon Diggs on offense. Man, they got – and then I noticed some of these guys have been hurt over the past few years. They got to pick up some slack. Their head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, said, oh, yeah, it sucks that this guy's hurt.
Tremendous young man. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's been through it, and this game means a lot to him. This team means a lot to him. And so that, in addition to the injury, is what makes this difficult. Again, when you know the person, you know that this is not going to beat or keep Matt Milano down. You know, obviously this period in time right now has been tough for him, for all of us, but in particular for him and his family. And he knows all the work that he put in. No one knows the work that Matt put in to get himself back to where he was before this recent injury. So, you know, that's probably one of the harder things to swallow, pills to swallow right now, is we just saw him work his butt off. He stayed in Buffalo all summer to get back off of the leg injury, and now this happens. So, you know, it's unfortunate set of circumstances, but again, I know he's going to handle it well.
Oh, man. Buffalo Bills fans. Y'all got a new stadium coming in a few years, right? That's positive, but I guess who cares about that? Good luck to the Buffalo Bills. I wouldn't be shocked if they don't win the AFC East. I think it's going to be either the Jets or maybe the Dolphins. I know the Patriots ain't going to do it. Oh, by the way, the Patriots are winning a football game in a preseason matchup, a battle of backups. New England leads Philadelphia 10-3. This might be the only game that New England wins all year long. Between now and January, this might be the only victory. And who knows? They may not even win this game, the one that nobody cares about. Anyway, Matt Milano, you won't see him this year. If you do, it won't be until December. We also talked about this. The Ohio State University, their head coach, Ryan Day, he decided to name their full-time starting quarterback. His name? Will Howard from Kansas State. Listen to this.
We're excited about Will being the starter. Will has really taken a command of the offense, I believe. You feel him in the huddle. You feel his experience. He did a really good job, as we talked about, of changing his body in the offseason. So he's become a threat both with his legs and with his arm. And the more he understands what he's doing out there, and when he does, he's really executing very well. I think the guys are excited, you know, when he gets in the huddle. Not to say that they're not excited when the other quarterbacks are in there, but they do feel Will. And, you know, I know he's excited about leading the team.
Yeah. Just beat Michigan, okay? Beat them. If you don't beat Michigan, people will be kicking you in the ass. And then go to the college football playoff. And then go from there. People care that you beat Michigan, though. Make sure you do that, okay? A lot of other things we talked about. Hickey, what else did we get into? Jordan Chiles, she still hopes to get her bronze medal back. Okay. We talked about the Australian, what's her name, Ray Gunn, the terrible breakdancer?
Yes, and to her credit, to give her a compliment, yes. A-plus nickname.
Ray Gunn?
Ray Gunn, that's great.
Was that really that difficult to come up with?
Fine, fair, but it's cool. It's cool.
Let's see. What would your nick if you were a breakdancer, Hickey? What would your nickname be?
Slick Hick.
I was going to say Slick Rick. That one is taken already. Slick Hick.
You like that?
Slick Hick. Okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
right, okay.
I mean, that might be the best thing I got going right now for breakdancing, the name.
You'd have to wear overalls, okay? Dungarees, used to call.
Dungarees, wow.
You have to wear dungarees if you were Slick Hick. Do you know who Hillbilly Jim is?
I don't know anything about anybody when it comes to breakdancing.
No, all these names are going right over my head. No, Hillbilly Jim. Hillbilly Jim was not a breakdancer.
Oh.
Hillbilly Jim was a professional wrestler, okay?
I don't know anything about wrestling either, clearly.
He's from the 70s and 80s. I wouldn't expect you to. If you Google, just use your phone. Google what Hillbilly Jim looked like. Just Google him. He wore overalls. He had a big old floppy hat, big hair. He looked like what you think Paul Bunyan would look like. You see Hillbilly Jim?
Oh, yeah. I was picturing the coach from The Waterboy.
Oh, no.
The one, you know, you couldn't understand what he was saying. Wow, he's pretty bad. He's jacked, actually. Oh. Holy cow. Hillbilly Jim is doing some damage.
Yeah, Hillbilly. Are you watching him beat people up?
No, I'm just looking at pictures right now, but I just could imagine.
Hillbilly Jim was like, that dude was like 6'6", 6'8". I don't know what Hillbilly. Oh, he's still alive. Damn. God bless him.
Good for him. Yeah.
There's so many of these pro wrestlers. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, it's sad that you kind of assume. You say 70s. Oh, yeah. There's no way he's around.
No, there was a guy this week. He passed away. His name is Kevin Sullivan. He gone. But Hillbilly Jim, damn, 6'7", 320.
Wow. God.
Did he play football at all? Now, that's a hell of a wrestler name. Could you imagine? What's your name, Hillbilly Jim? That's a guy. I wouldn't want to mess with that guy just off of his name. Wow. Anyway, you know, Hickey, you know who else is 6'7"?
Who's that?
He don't weigh 320. He's 6'7". He's listed at 270, 280. His name is Aaron Judge. Could you see him in a WWE ring? Could you?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Body slam, suplex, beating up The Rock.
Here, the court is in session. Here comes the judge.
The court. Oh, wow. Look at you. You gave Aaron Judge a whole wrestling identity already. Okay.
He can dress up, you know, wear the wig that they used to wear to bring the gavel.
Oh, no.
This is just easily written right now.
Wrestling. No, wrestling is more realistic now. There's no more corniness. Like, it's violent now, okay? No corny.
I didn't know that they changed tunes.
There's no, like, Hillbilly Jim could exist in the 70s and 80s. You can't have no Hillbilly Jim today. Impossible. At one point in time, there was a wrestling garbage man. There was a wrestling hockey player.
What? They're just making up, they're just getting every profession, just putting wrestling in front of it?
They did.
There's a wrestling accountant.
There was IRS.
Oh, no.
It was.
Come on. Here comes the tax man.
No, Hickey. I'm not joking. His name was. No, come on. Now you're taking me back. Listen, the callers. There's a lot of listeners who know what the hell I'm talking about, too. There was a wrestling accountant. I'm not joking. Listen, people. This is our last day. It is both our last day of the week. His name was IRS. His full name was Irwin R. Scheister.
Oh, that's funny. I'm still trying to catch my breath.
He came out with his outfit. You can Google him. If you Google IRS.
A suit and briefcase?
Yes, he did. He didn't wear a full suit. He came out in slacks, wrestling boots. He had a white button-up shirt with the sleeves cut off, and he had on red suspenders. And he came out, he had glasses. He had no music, I don't think, when he came out, and he had a briefcase.
I'm looking at it now. That is hilarious.
Yeah, Irwin R. Scheister. And he would come out and he would threaten the fans and he would threaten them. He'd do your taxes. He would threaten them.
He would.
And his partner, which is equally as hilarious. You got to know this guy. the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. You heard of him, right? No?
No. I mean, okay, maybe the Million Dollar Man. That sounds more familiar than the Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, Million Dollar Man would come out, and he would challenge the people in the crowd. His whole thing was that he was the richest wrestler, right? He's the richest guy. He would try to bribe the other wrestlers not to fight him. Like, instead of getting in a fight, he'd be like, here, just take the money. And one of the most famous things he ever did, he took a kid out of the stands, and he told the kid, if you can dribble this ball, like, you know, 10 times, I'll give you $100, right? The kid was dribbling the hell out of the ball, and on the last dribble, he kicked it out the way, and he laughed at the kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this was real. And he laughed at the kid. He was – Million Dollar Man was famous for his laugh. He laughed. He laughed at everybody because he was richer than everybody. And so, of course, naturally, his tag team partner was IRS. Okay? Hickey, listen. Yeah, there was a garbage – there was a wrestling pimp, okay?
Wow.
There was a
– They thought everything in the 70s, huh?
No, this was in the – this was only like 20 years ago.
Oh, excuse me.
There was a wrestling pimp. Hickey, he would come out with women. He didn't call them – by the way, it's a different era. He did not call them women, okay? He called them a gardening tool.
Oh, jeez.
He came out with like five women. And before he would fight, he would say, you got a choice. He says, you could fight me, and I could whoop your behind. Or you could have your choice of, like, you know, one of the garden tools. This was real. Like, how this ever was allowed on television? I have no idea, but it was. There was a wrestling pimp on TV. How did we get here? What are we doing?
I have no idea. There is so much, even like 15 years ago, that right. You watch or hear, you're like, how that show didn't get canceled is beyond me.
Remember Ellen DeGeneres was a big deal on TV years ago?
Yes.
Nope. No, listen, you see things in commercials now. You know, okay, all right, whatever. Can't wait to see what they'll think of next. But Hickey, but anyway, you said you were proud of the breakdancer for what now?
Oh, holy cow!
That's where we
strayed far away. Yeah, for her nickname, I like Ray Gun.
Ray Gun.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay.
And I said right. Slick Hick would be mine. I didn't hear your nickname, so wait for that one.
Nickname, my breakdancer nickname would be Mr. Nasty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just Mr. Nasty. Yep. That's it.
All right, I like it. Smooth, to the point.
Yeah. Yep, it is. I don't breakdance, so nobody ever has to worry about it. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you Hillbilly Jim was a giant man. He's still a giant man, 6'7". We come back. I will finally tell you about a 6'7" man who made Major League Baseball history last night. He's a big deal. His name is Aaron Judge. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good. Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Oh, man, I love Mobb Deep. I love him. R.I.P. to Prodigy and Havoc. Amazing. Anyway, I'm going to pick up the phones. And then I'm going to tell you about Aaron Judge. Because around, I don't know, 24 hours ago, he did something amazing. The fastest guy to hit 300 home runs in Major League Baseball history. And I told you Hillbilly Jim was a giant, man. Hillbilly Jim was a giant, right? Aaron Judge would beat Hillbilly Jim up. 855-212-4227. Russell is here from Idaho. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Russell?
Hey, JR.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Hey, my wife has been listening to your broadcast here tonight for the first time.
Okay.
And, man, she's like, where is she from? And I go, I'm not exactly certain. So, hold on. Let me put her on the line here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Talk to your wife. Great.
Hi. I'm sorry. He's put me on the phone here. But where are you from?
Oh, I'm originally from New York, and I've been living
Yeah, I knew it.
Yes. I've been living in Atlanta for quite some time now. Well, what? Wait, hold on. Your husband, he has a name. What's your name?
My name is Susan.
Oh, Susan. Okay, well, nice. Russell and Susan, what a beautiful couple. Well, how are you, Susan? You good?
I'm good. I always enjoy hearing you.
Well, thank you.
I kind of listen to his radio show that he's off doing occasionally. But I take out of what you say.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Is there anything I said in particular that caught your attention?
Well, your voice just reminds me of this actress that I used to like.
Actress?
Yeah, she was from New York, and so she had that same accent. Rosie, but I can't remember her last name.
O'Donnell?
No, not her. More a Latin-y kind of gal.
I'm from the Bronx, so I'm very Latin, I guess. Yeah,
she was Puerto Rican, I think. And
Puerto Rican. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, how about that? Y'all got it all. Y'all got to figure it out.
New York.
Rosie Perez?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's from the same place I'm from.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Puerto Rican from the Bronx. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
And Russell, do you have anything to add as well? Is Russell was he having dinner? What's he doing?
Listening. Do you want to say anything?
I'm just listening here, and, you know, you're bringing up the old-time wrestlers and everything.
Yeah.
Pat Patterson was one of the ones that I always kind of looked up at because that was my dad's name.
Oh, Pat? Your dad's name, Pat? Yeah.
He went up against Hulk Hogan one time, and my dad took us to that.
Uh-huh.
And that was just, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was pretty young, probably only about 7 or 8 years old.
Wow.
It was just like, that was some good old wrestling down in Oakland, California.
Yeah. Pat Patterson, I think he was Canadian, I believe. But I think he spent a lot of time out in San Francisco. Well, thank you, Russell. Appreciate you.
And not a problem, buddy. You continue having a great show, okay?
Yeah.
You as well. Hey, Russell, Susan, y'all call me anytime. I feel like I'm missing out on y'all. What are y'all eating for dinner? I feel like I'm missing out.
Well, I'm having leftovers from my Mexican dinner I had last night. My wife's just gonna sit down.
Salad.
She's making a salad.
Oh, y'all are living a life. Well, y'all enjoy the rest of the evening. Me, I'm just eating water. Okay, water for dinner. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Treat yourself right, buddy. Take care.
I'll try. And thank you, Russell, for calling from Idaho. Bye, Susan. Bye. Hickey, I love it. It's a family affair. I love it.
I am still trying to recover.
Yes. She said I sound like Rosie Perez.
I thought she was going to say Rosie O'Donnell. I'm staying in the studio. I went down on a knee. I was dying.
Listen, she got me for a second. She said, you sound like an actress. I had to go, excuse me?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Is Rosie O'Donnell, is she from New York? I don't know where Rosie O'Donnell is.
I don't know.
Where is Rosie O'Donnell? She fell off the face of the earth, right?
She was in a Curb episode, like,
I don't know,
two seasons ago, maybe.
Curbed?
Curb?
You curb? Know? Your enthusiasm?
Yeah, you know, the cool kids call it Curb, short.
All right.
You don't watch Curb?
No, I don't. I don't watch really anything but sports and the news.
Well, she was there like two seasons ago. Otherwise, haven't seen her.
She disappears. Where's Roseanne at? We don't know.
Oh. She got canceled, didn't she?
Well, do I want?
I think we know the answer.
Do I want to Google some of the things? That she's...
No, probably not. Not on a work computer, that's for sure.
No. 855-212-4227. Afi is calling from Canada. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Afi?
Hey, JR. Well, I'm back again.
Thank you. How's What's up? I'm amazing.
Good, good, man. I just wanted to ask you your opinion on, what's his name? Austin Matthews as the new captain for Toronto.
The Maple Leafs?
Yeah.
What? Well, so why isn't John, man, you think I'm sitting around watching the Maple Leafs? I'd be lying to you if I gave you an opinion. Why is John Tavares not the captain no more? He's too old?
Sorry, number 57. Sorry.
You talking to Champ? You got a wife, too? Who's that?
I'm just doing deliveries, so that's why.
Oh, deliveries.
Yeah,
okay, everybody's.
Yeah.
I thought you had a wife, too. Now you're not going to get a tip because you're talking to me. Did you finish your delivery? Oh, boy. Here we go. Hickey, I thought this man was – I thought we were going to have another wife, and he's just like, nah, I'm just delivering food to a lady.
That's – what a segment we've had, huh? Man, what a everyone wants a piece of JR tonight, I guess.
Yeah. Even – well, I should have told him put me on with the – well, no, that would have got the guy fired, right? You can't do that. Could you imagine if somebody
delivery, here you are on national radio. Say whatever you want. But not really.
Like, here's your pizza. By the way, here, talk to this guy. Who is that? He's a radio host. Talk to him. I'm like, who does that? You'd not have a job. It'd be the worst review ever. Can I just have – shout outs to all the delivery people out. We got a lot of them. People are – DoorDashing and Uber Eatsing and Domino's and Papa John's, all that stuff. If it can be delivered, somebody is doing it right now. I hope you get all the money. And if they don't tip you, take the money. Demand a tip. Ask for it. Ask for a tip. It works, I think. I don't know. Anyway, to Aaron Judge. The man last night, he decided to hit his 300th home run. They walked Juan Soto in front of him intentionally because Juan Soto's been hot. The man hit three home runs in a game. Then he hit his fourth home run. And so Grady Sizemore, the manager of the White Sox, I guess you pick your poison. And he's just like, I pick Judge, which is stupid. Aaron Judge launched it. 300 home runs in 955 games. 132 less games than Ralph Kiner. Aaron Judge is a freak. If he wasn't 32 years old, I'd say that this man is going to have the all-time record, but I guess he'd need to do drugs and become Barry Bonds to get it. Anyway, Aaron Judge, a beast. He could have a triple crown, maybe. If Bobby Witt Jr. falls off the map, the guy's batting 333 with 43 home runs and 110 RBIs. These are freak numbers, especially when half the damn league sucks. Aaron Judge. He says he is glad that the 300th home run came with a victory. This is what he told Amazon Sports.
Like I said earlier, you know, I was hoping it came in a win. You know, we were kind of down early in the game, not really getting much going early on except that Soto homer. But, no, it was great. You know, just throughout the whole game, guys were having great at-bats, having great rallies there to, you know, kind of pass the baton to the next guy.
Yeah, the next guy. Aaron Boone used to play baseball. Great old Boone family. He's seen a lot of great baseball. Aaron Boone says watching this guy play is like makes no sense. Listen.
What Aaron's doing is, you know, it's select few in the history of the game that you start talking about these kind of seasons he's having. So just a great player, great leader, and I think everyone's obviously really pumped in there that he got that done.
You had a choice. You taking Ohtani or Judge? You need to win the World Series for a year. You taking Ohtani or Judge?
Oh, I'll take Ohtani just because he can pitch as well.
Next year? Okay. All right.
Close,
you have
though,
the same type in? One day he's going to suck as a pitcher. One day he's going to suck.
He might suck next year. I mean, this is what, the second elbow injury he's had? Like, he may be cooked. I don't know.
ERA of 5 ERA. In 22 starts, 5 ERA, watch.
Wow. All right. Hey, I hope not. I enjoy watching him pitch and hit at a high level at the same time, but, you know, getting older, again, stress on the arm.
Yeah.
I'm not basing
that on anything. I'm just saying stuff, but
You got a gut feeling.
No, I just think one day he's going to suck, and it's just like you're paying $700 million for this guy who's going to suck. At least one day the Yankees, they can throw Aaron Judge at first base or make him a DH and problem solved, you know? He can last. Power will be the last thing to go. Guy's a freak. 6'7", smashing home runs. This guy's a beast. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. We come back on the other side. Of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then we talked about this last night, how bad American soccer is. They might have a savior. It appears that they have hired a new manager. We'll get into that. We'll wrap things up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. What a show. Damn, we have literally talked about everything from Aaron Judge, the Falcons and their acquisitions, Judon, and then also bringing in Justin Simmons. We talked about Matt Milano, the NBA schedule release, Will Howard at Ohio State. The WNBA is back today. We talked about Aaron Judge. Hawk Tua girl throwing out the first pitch at a Mets game. Disaster. Not the pitch, but why would you have her at a baseball game? On camp day with kids, terrible. We talked about Odell Beckham Jr. arguing with fans on social media because he's hurt. You ain't got nothing better to do. And how about this? We got some news early this morning. I guess Team USA, maybe we got a chance to do something, to win something worth a damn when the World Cup hits the United States of America in 2 years. Because the U.S. men's national team, they have added a new coach, Mauricio Pochettino. Take a listen. CBS Sports HQ, they like it. It's a good deal.
Well, we are continuing to follow breaking news on the pitch where the U.S. men's national team has reportedly found their guy, and that guy is Mauricio Pochettino. The Americans have been looking for a new manager since firing Greg Berhalter, who, of course, led the team in that disastrous Copa America appearance earlier this summer. Poch reportedly was the top target in the hunt for U.S. soccer sporting director Matt Crocker, who worked with Poch back at Southampton a few years back. So here's what you need to know about Poch. Of course, he's seen success at the club level in Europe, winning a Ligue 1 title with PSG and, of course, taking Tottenham to a Champions League final back in 2019. He joins the U.S. after guiding a struggling Chelsea squad to a sixth-place finish in the Prem last season and, of course, a spot in European competition. Crocker did say that they would spare no expense when it came to bringing in the right guy, saying, quote, it is a priority.
Good. U.S. men's team has sucked. I don't care who they bring. I know Jurgen Klopp. I know him. I've actually seen him coach out in Germany. I saw him at BVB a bunch of years ago. But he wants to be on vacation. So good. 855-212-4227. Let's get to the phones, and then let's get to a few things that have taken place this day in sports history. Mike is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a quick wanted your guys' opinion about Mike Trout.
Oh, boy.
With all the injuries that have piled up last year, everything that's going on this year, it seems he's pretty accident-prone. Do you think, you know, he's finally going to be done with the MLB?
What do you mean, done with baseball? What do you mean?
I mean, just simply just hang him up.
The man is going to make about $38 million for the next 6-7 years. You just leaving that money alone? You just going to quit?
I know, but I mean, he's not. He's always hurt.
No. I understand that. But this is a very simple question. He is scheduled to make about $38 million per year for the next 6-7 years. Would you just quit at the end of this year? You might as well just quit now. Would you?
I wouldn't, but I mean, if I'm a major league GM right now, I don't know. I would take a chance of, you know, even with.
No.
I don't know if
Mike. He is under contract. That's it. Like the Angels are stuck with him. He is stuck with the Angels, unless he quits. There is no reason for him to quit. I'll say it again. because he's making more than $30 million every year through 2030. The Angels cannot move him, and if I were him, I would not move. Okay? I mean, if he is hurt and they have to get a medical exemption and whatever, he has to collect the money or they want to settle, that's a different thing. But Mike Trout, unless he's the most upstanding individual and he's just like, I've made enough money, I'm going to give this back, and maybe he is. I don't know too many people who would do that. If I were him, I would just show up and try to work and try to play and collect my checks, whether I'm on the field or whether I'm in a rehab room. It's really that simple. I don't know too many people who say, nah, I don't want $37, $40 million. Nah, I'm just going to quit. Okay. I don't think so, Mike.
All right, guys. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
No problem. Piece of cake. Mike Trout ain't quitting. He's just going to quit and say, oh, I don't want the money. Give me the money. Give me the 40 mil. I would take the 40 mil for 1 year. I'd disappear off the face of the earth. Come on now. Come on. Nobody want the GMs don't want them. Well, you're damn right they don't want them. The Angels probably don't want them. He wants the Angels. He wants that money. What a career. And who knows? Maybe he bounces back and he can play the rest of his contract out. It just doesn't look good. You heard about Christian Yelich, more back issues, back surgery, and Mike Trout, not too much better in position. Anyway, it's time to go back in time. Today is August 15th. The year is 2024, but let's take a listen to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is August 15th. Let's go back to August 15th, 1999, because a guy named Tiger Woods, he was 23 years old at the time, he won his first PGA Championship, and this was his second major. Let's take a listen to the final call, courtesy of the PGA Tour.
The legend grows. The best season of the quarter century on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods' seventh win of the season.
Hickey, was that Mike Tirico?
That it was.
Young Mike Tirico from 25 years ago. Good for him. Congratulations, Mike Tirico. Hey, also, August 15th, 2004. This wasn't good for America. This was bad for America. American basketball, they got their asses whooped. Larry Brown hated this team. This was the loser team that went to Athens. Puerto Rico beat them in Athens, 92-73, this was the largest margin of victory where the Americans got their asses whooped. Carlos Arroyo, remember him, the point guard? He spoke to Bleacher Report and he talked about beating Team USA.
We scrimmaged USA that summer before the Olympics about 3 to 4 times. And the one thing that Larry Brown, that was the coach for that team, so they asked us to play, you know, man-to-man throughout the whole scrimmages that we had. So our coaching staff was like, we're going to play zone the whole game.
You know?
So we had an advantage as far as preparation when it came down to playing USA. But it was an amazing moment for Puerto Rico basketball, for the history of basketball in our island. To this day, they celebrate that day like it's a birthday. It was a team effort. Everybody obviously did their part for us to be able to accomplish what we did. And we're in the history books, man. I'm truly honored and blessed to be a part of that moment.
Yeah, well, America came back and kept winning. Thank you, Redeem Team. Thank you, Kobe Bryant. Also, August 15th, 2012, Felix Hernandez. King Felix, he threw a perfect game. Listen to this.
The 2-2.
He got him! 34 years, 119 games. It finally happened. A perfect game by a Seattle Mariner. It was done by the King, Felix Hernandez.
The 23rd perfect game in Major League history. Third this year, Matt Cain of the Giants. Phillip Umpert did it here in Seattle against the Mariners. And now Felix Hernandez, he puts his name in the record books with a perfecto.
Yeah, yeah, 12 strikeouts, and he beat Tampa Bay 1-0. Shout-outs to King Felix. He always wore that hat sideways. Also, August 15th, 2014, remember this young lady? Monet Davis was 13 years old. She threw a complete game shutout at the Little League World Series. She's the first young lady to do this. This is from ESPN.
Monet Davis will be on the mound today.
This Nashville team was here last year.
And she picks up her first strikeout of the game.
There's a curveball right there.
3-2 fastball, money gone. Fastball.
2 pitch. Roll very fast.
Another strikeout of those on the hill on their feet. It's over. A complete game for Monet Davis.
Man, remember, she played baseball and basketball. And now she's in college. It's amazing. Last year, she worked with the Dodgers as a video intern. Oh, she's on a fast track, right? And this year, she's in like a master's program at Columbia University in New York. I think she's doing this while also attending, you know, Hampton University. She's a big deal. Hickey, we're going to have to work for her one day, right?
One day soon, too.
Yeah, I got to be nice to her. I'm going to be begging her for a job any day now. And shout outs to Monet Davis. Hickey, why didn't Monet Davis throw out the first pitch? Come on, now she's in New York.
That's a great call. What Bring her in, Mets. What, be listening.
What a dumbass world we live in. We got Hawk Tua girl throwing out a first pitch at a New York Mets game. And you got Monet Davis, who is a superstar. That's a real superstar. Trying to do things for herself, the community. She says she wants to work in the front office. What does Hawk Tua girl want to do? I think we know what she wants.
Wants to be famous.
Yeah, forget her. Duke Monet Davis. All right, listen, folks. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The show's done. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Hickey, you going to be here tomorrow?
No, sir.
We're not going to be here tomorrow. We'll be back. Hickey, we'll be here Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, but you should still listen anyway, okay? Linnell Willingham is going to be here. He's great. He's awesome. Now, that guy, he is the man. Let me just put it that way. I was going to say he's the future. He is the today. Y'all better tune in tomorrow because I said so. Hickey, where can they follow you?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter.
And I'm at JR Sport Brief. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Y'all be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. Don't move. Bart Wickler coming up next. Bye.